Okay.
So over there, the Jewish community, like it, would receive all the tax money. From that tax money, they ran, like Berlin had about 18 temples.
So the temples were supported by the Jewish tax money?
By the entire community. The entire community. The only one,
as
if
well?
What?
You say supported by the entire community. You don't mean non-Jewish as well?
No, I mean the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
So with that tax money which came in,
mm-hmm.
collected by the government, the only time if you didn't want to pay any, let's say you were a Jew and didn't want to pay any taxes, you had to declare yourself an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
If you, nobody actually wanted to do it, you
mm-hmm.
know, in a state where religion was important. So a non-observant Jew, you know, didn't mind paying a few dollars, you know, but he would not officially declare himself being an atheist. So they would hire the personnel for the temples and for the religious school. They ran religious schools with it, usually also on the weekend more than during the week. And they would hire them. A rabbi was never too long in one synagogue. Never too long. In a big city anyway, if you happen to go to a small community, there was a different story. But in a big city where there were several, now a rabbi would come in and be assigned to
who
a
would
temple
assign
before.
The rabbi again?
What?
Who would assign the rabbi?
The assignment would be made by this office.
It was an office, a central office of Jewish people.
There was a central office to manage all this.
And
also managed the one actually who made the assignments, perhaps he was considered a chief rabbi. You know, he had the title of Oberrabbiner, you know. And he was with the office and he would assign him. He was mostly responsible for getting the personnel before
mm-hmm.
the high rabbi, let's say, would be acceptable to them. He would come before a committee and they would talk with you about it. And they knew from the school already whom they actually wanted in better place. So the rabbi might be assigned, let's say, for 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
for the month of January to be, let's say, the temples usually had the names of the street they were on it, like the Litzer Temple, let's say. And after, in the 4 weeks, he could work out sermons that could have a continuity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't, every time he didn't have to have something new. And a month later, he might have been assigned to the other end of the city. So the people very little got acquainted even with him. It had to be years before he got acquainted with the particular worshippers in a certain place. They didn't look for faults with him. He was always a guest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was always a guest and always well treated. I conducted services as a student and assistant, you know. Treat you very well, you know, you always were well. So in that respect, it was a position and they paid well. The salaries were equal what a lawyer would make or a physician would make. So in that respect, it was a lucrative position, nothing that you have here. Some of them get big money here, but they get a lot of sores.
Okay, we'll have to stop for this time and we'll continue this the next time we meet.
Well, this actually takes care of what was there. That's the way it worked.
Oh, good.